relation to that. I'll just check with Nanette one now what the other issue was.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm just reminding you that make sure that things that we've said must be done, they are done, because you are the one who's helping with the content. So it must not be Nelis alone who put up, and then you don't assist in terms of what content should be written in those letters.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah. Thank you very much, honorable members. Can I get a mover and a second on this? And you know something interesting that I see in this minute. When you read where it talks about sanitary dignity project, it says the committee noted that KwaZulu-Natal province procuring its own. This must be corrected. The committee noted that KwaZulu-Natal province, province, is procuring its own sanitary products using provincial budget instead of using national budget to procure these products. So, Benita, where did you get this? Because they must come and account for the money. All provinces are allocated money, funds for this project in sanitary dignity pack. So where does this come from, Kashifa?
Do you remember, this was in the previous financial year. Remember when they came to present to us, it wasn't for 2020-2019, they reflected back on the year before that.
Oh.
After this, there was the issue of the corruption. So we wanted a full explanation as to how they were using sanitary products. And I think Ms. Kaula and Ms. Matika were saying they were aware that sanitary products were actually being issued in the province.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. No, it's fine. But with those corrections, Nelisua must correct. Okay, can I get him? Okay. Then, honourable members, can I get a mover for the to adopt this minute? But you see, and also when you go down, these minutes are very important. Eh? When you read on the disability, the committee was concerned that the department has not prioritized programs for people with disabilities, such as transport for children with disabilities to attend school, especially in rural areas. The committee requested more information on the development of the disability rights bill, okay, which is the bill that they are busy with now.
Yes, Chief?
Yeah, it's the bill that they are busy with now, which they reported in the last meeting that the legal team that is responsible for drafting of bills is busy with them.
From my understanding, Chief, they're actually not. The Law Reform Commission is busy with that issue paper. Now, the process is that once the issue paper goes out for public consultation, they amend it and then they give suggestions as to what should go in the bill. And then from there, it would go to the department for an initial drafting of a bill. What the department is meant to be doing at the moment is a legislative audit. So in other words, they must look at the existing laws that we have in the country and how they give effect to the rights of persons with disabilities. And that information would help towards the issue paper by the Law Reform Commission. So from my understanding, from their presentation and their briefings, they're nowhere near drafting a bill. because the Law Reform Commission hasn't even finalized the issue paper, unless I misunderstood their briefing so far.
Yeah. No, it's fine, Kashifa. It's okay. The only thing is that I wanted honourable members to read some of the things so that we can recap. You know, it's better when we see that we've dealt with a lot of things, and sometimes we think that we are not doing anything. But when you read through these minutes, you can see that we have dealt with many issues as the committee. No, it's fine. Is there anything, honourable members, that you want to raise here? Nothing? Okay, can I get a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honourable Masiko?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Okay, thank you very much, Honourable Masiko. And it's important that the KZN, in fact, honourable members, you must remember this thing, when we are asking when KZN is coming to make a presentation on this project of sanitary dignity tax. Honourable Masondo.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'd like to greet all the members present, and I support the mover of the adoption of the minutes.
Okay. Honourable Masiko has moved for the adoption, and Honourable Masondo has seconded. Honourable Sonti.
Thank you, Chairperson. Those three provinces represent umsebenzi wazo nanjengoko bekufaneleke ubana sabe siyayiva yonke imeko yabo ngoba kaloku izikolo zivuliwe already, so we don't know what is happening in their provinces. So I support that. I'm happy for that, Chairperson. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mam Sonti. The Minister of the 18th August 2020 have been adopted. Let's move to the next set of minutes. August 25. He got an attendance, Samuel. That and the state committee is very good. Yeah, it was the NYDA who came to make a presentation to the portfolio committee. I think here I remember those critical issues that we discussed here, it was the how is the NICA operating during the COVID era, and what are the plans that they have, and in relation to what they have adjustments that were done by National Treasury, National Treasury. How have they performed and how much have they spent? Who benefited in what? I remember here we even wanted them to furnish us with the list of companies that benefited. I think here the CEO was already appointed as an executive authority. And then in relation to their performance in the fourth quarter, I think we commended them. Outstanding targets, yes, another one, Tasmin. Outstanding targets from previous quarters, you need to check also whether they are progressing, there are developments or what. If they're not, you need to tell us so that you can see on maybe how do we raise it with them again. Use micro enterprise relief fund. The issue of PPEs and so on. And the 1,000 businesses that they said they have supported in 100 days. I remember, you were asking them a lot of questions. Because here we even asked them about provinces, and we saw that in some of the provinces there was less support, if nothing at all. And when we asked them questions, they even told us that it's because those people, they have not submitted any requests to their institution or to their offices. Yeah, when we're asking them about their involvement in the national policy, and they responded can I get the move up for this minute?
Honorable
Mpiti.
just before I move for the adoption of those minutes, can Nelisa go down? Can Nelisa scroll down? Okay, then can that first sentence on the overall performance, the committee commented on the work done by the NYTA in the absence of the NYTA board members and COVID-19 period. Can that sentence be changed, especially there? Can you change then if also the committee agrees? In the absence of the NYDA board members and working during COVID-19 pandemic. Because it doesn't make sense. No, don't start as a new sentence. The first bullet sentence, you know, it doesn't make sense. The committee commended on the work done by the NYDA in the absence of the NYDA board and COVID-19 period.
During COVID-19 period?
Yes, I think yes.
And let me...
In the absence of the NYD board members and working during COVID-19 period. Because we understand that it was very difficult to work during this pandemic, but they've managed.
Yeah.
Maybe. Don't remove that end. Maybe, or Kashif, don't remove end after the board member there. And then, and during COVID-19 period. I think it must be and working during COVID-19 period. And working during COVID-19 period. Thank you. Then a check through you.
You must also remove the on.
Yes.
This sentence must read as the committee commended the work done by the NYTA in the absence of the NYTA board members and working during COVID-19 period.
Thank you, Chair. Then through you, Chair, and honorable members, then if there are no amendments, I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 25th August 2020. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mkweva. Honorable Mtiti. Is Mtiti out? Honorable Mtiti?
Yeah.
Me.
Chair, can you hear me? I'm here.
Yes.
Yes. Thank
and
you,
see,
Chair.
Remember, this was a lengthy... A long meeting,
yes.
And in many issues that we have raised that day. Can you also move for the adoption if there's no correction?
Thank you very much, Chair. Very good morning to fellow honourable members as well as the team that is supporting us. I would like to move to second the minutes with amendments. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much. The minutes of the 20... of the 25th August have been adopted. Thank you very much, Tasneem. May you please also look at other things that we have raised during this time. But I remember they did finish us with the documents that you wanted, especially on the 1,000 companies that they supported. And I think what we need to check also is that even yesterday when we were on yesterday when YCA was with us,
yesterday.
So what we need to check is that when they talk about 1,100 companies that they are supporting, are they still talking about the old 1,000 or it's new 1,000? But all what we need to verify so that we can have a factual information rather than us accepting about 1,000 that they are giving to us, but we don't check whether they're still reporting on the old 1,000. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir.
I'm asking honorable members also. Honorable members, does that make sense to you? Because when they come on the and make the presentation, go to first quarter, they have supported 1,000. The second quarter, we can do even 8,000. What we're missing to verify is whether they are still reporting on the old 1,000 or they are reporting on the new 1,000.
I agree with you, Chairperson.
Yeah. So we need to check.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, because actually they put targets for themselves. So if we ask again for a list, we'll be able to compare whether they are not giving us the same list that they gave us before. So I think that's what you need to do. Our researchers can do that for us.
Chair.
Yes, Honorable Mastiko.
I think they need to also explain, because it starts with whether the targets are accumulative or non-accumulative.
Yes.
That's what they need to explain to us. And it will help us better understand the 1,000, whether it's a cumulative number or it's the number that, as you are saying, is a new number each and every quarter when they come to report.
Yeah, and we'll be able to follow. I think it's something that just tricked. So forecasts have been adopted. Nani, so Nani, you can raise anything. Okay, these are our minutes. If there's anything that you see here, you feel strong, Guti, we must raise also with them. Whether it's NYDA or it's the department or it's CGE, note those things so that our researchers can follow up on those things. Let's move to the minutes of the... Okay. 3 September. If I didn't jump any minutes.
What happened?
I think on your, I remember this minute where we were asking them what the money that was allocated, the 1.6 billion, how are they accounting for it on the into NSP after the bonus they've launched the NSP?
without informing us and so on. I remember. And until now we went to Utwalume. And then maybe some Oma still adopts that reporter from Utwalume.
Yes, sir.
You know, honorable members, there's one thing that I think we need to do. If you remember, the department, when they were giving the explanation to us regarding ENSP on the budget allocated, but in terms of role-playing departments, we as the portfolio committee, how are we going to get the report on how are other departments performing and what role are they playing in relation to the issues of gender-based violence? I think it's something that we need to deal with, because it is this portfolio committee that must also champion issues of gender-based violence. So it's something that maybe you must come up with a suggestion on whether we are going to ask the department to get that report on how, whether the department must get the report from those role-playing departments, or we are going to call those departments to come and account. I'm not sure what best method can we use in for us to get that report. What do you think, honorable members? Yeah, Tashifa, you're right. That's why I'm raising it, that there are 17 portfolio committees that we identified in terms of dealing with issues of gender-based violence and femicide. So, and our portfolio committee is the leading a portfolio in issues of the gender-based violence and femicide. So one way or the other, we must find a way on how are we going to deal with these issues, so that you can see whether the government is doing something or government is not doing something. I think I have spoken to, no, I don't think, I have spoken to the chairperson of police, Honorable Jumat, and then they were busy with Emmanuel in relation to police stations and the police on how they should deal with cases of gender-based violence, on how they must deal with the victims and so on. So they are busy with Emmanuel. When they are done, they are going to present it in, I think, in the chairperson's meeting first, and then they will go and present it to their portfolio committee, and then maybe it will be adopted by the House. So, and we also must try discuss this thing on Tina, how do we see us participating or ensuring that we do oversight, thorough oversight on issues of gender-based violence in terms of a policy by the department, and how are they dealing with it. But also, remember, even CGE is dealing with some issues of inequalities and gender-based violence. They are dealing with them. But you remember when CGE was here, I think last year, they wanted not to take individual cases. They were trying to tell us that they are going to deal with the major cases, and we refused. That no, they can't tell us that. They must deal also with individual cases, especially at this time where the poor are the ones who are experiencing all this abuse and violence more than people who can afford. So that's why I'm raising it again with yourselves, that we need, because we are expected to be accounting every 6 months, biannually. So we must find a way on how are we going to ensure that we make people to account, and also suggest what needs to be done. Honorable Mkweba?
No, Chair, in fact, I was going to agree with you on the committee asking for the report from the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities on how other departments are performing. And it also goes back to what has been the decision of or the recommendation of this committee to say each and every committee meeting, you must then be able to track records. Tracking means track progress in terms of what the departments and also on other entities report to the committee from time to time. So I think as part of our tracking of matters, that one must also fall under those issues that would be tracked. And I think also I must also, agree with you that there's nothing wrong of us, calling other departments, so that you must understand what they are doing in terms of gender-based violence and femicide issues. And of which, if I then look back in terms of what we have been doing in the previous year, like last year and then 2019, there was a recommendation by the committee that you must meet certain departments. That I understand it never happened as agreed, and I still remember it was the Department of Justice, and there were priority departments, the Department of Justice, your basic education, your higher institutions, and the science and technology, all those departments, even the Department of Social Development. Those were the departments that we agreed in 2019 and 2020 that we must prioritize, having meetings with them so that we understand. Because at the end of the day, what we are doing as the portfolio committee and with the Department of Women and Youth and Persons and with Disabilities must always complement other departments' work, on especially on issues of gender-based violence and femicide care. But however, I think on that, I'm saying as part of our tracking of matters, then it must also go there to issues that will be tracked in terms of their performance check. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think, Honorable Mkweba, in fact, it goes back to what I said last in the meeting with the department, when the department was there, to say say that they are a department of women, youth, and persons with disabilities. And in terms of service delivery, Department of Social Development is the one delivering services to the disabled people. But the department has never accounted or reported on the progress made or on service issues or service delivery by the Department of Social Development. So, and they never even responded that day. So what I'm suggesting we should do is maybe through our researchers, they write to the Department of Social Development asking for a report, or we invite the Department of Social Development on to come and account on the work that they have done in servicing the people with disabilities. And then the other one is, we need to know what is the working relationship of social development and as the Department of Women, because it seems like there's something that is missing there. I don't see any coordination that is done from the Department of Women and from the Department of Social Development that the department is able to present to us so that we can have a clear understanding on whether people with disabilities, they do get joy and they are being treated with dignity in terms of issues that are affecting their needs. Because so far, I think there's a gap. Even ourselves, we cannot be confidently saying, no, we are doing justice in doing our oversight on matters that are relating to persons with disabilities. So I'm throwing these things so that you can digest yourself, and we must do something, honorable members. I believe in practical things, you know. I can listen to theory, but I want to go do oversight on what social development is doing with regards to matters relating to persons with disability, whether those people are being getting attention or they're not getting attention. We need to address those issues. And then also in relation to issues of gender-based violence, what do they call these places where they place women? What do they call them? Where they put women who are abused?
Victim support centers, to Tuzela care centers?
Yes. You know, we need to know from their side, because I remember even President Cyril Ramaphosa one day when she was presenting a speech, he was very worried that it seems as if they are very few and it's a problem. So we need to get an update on what is the progress now, what is the status now. So it's them, it's the police, Justice Department at least has cooperated with us, honorable members, because if you remember yourself, they are inviting us most of the time. They send us invitations. It's only that sometimes when they invite us to their meetings, we are having some meetings also. But Bona, at least they even sent AMA reports. Are you not longer getting those reports?
I got it. I think they were sent for last week also, Chair.
Yeah. Those ones, at least, Honorable Gweba, and they are pushing on in terms of amendment of the law. They are pushing a lot of bills. They are pushing. Those ones, you can see with this activity, there's action, they are moving. Those ones, they are moving. They are trying to push as much as they can. So, maybe what we need to do, so that we can be abreast with the issues of gender-based violence and satisfy ourselves, is that maybe every 2 months we must call the department to come and account on specific issues relating to gender-based violence and femicide. I'm just throwing this my proposal. What do you suggest? So that every 2 months they come and account.
Chairperson?
Okay.
Honorable Sheriff?
Okay, Honorable Sheriff?
Chair, I agree with you.
Honorable Natasha? Yeah?
I agree with you, Chairperson. If we go back to, I think it was late 2019, we were meant to have a joint sitting with all of these departments. The portfolio committees, these departments, and the NCOP was present in our meeting. It was a pretty big meeting. But unfortunately, the meeting couldn't take place because we didn't have the information from departments. I think because a year plus has gone by, the National Strategic Plan has been adopted by Cabinet. It's starting with its implementation phase. I think it's a perfect opportunity to call these departments and committees to a joint sitting so that we can do oversight on the work that they're doing. Chairperson, in terms of what the police committee on police is doing, that's great, but we have the responsibility to look at the National Strategic Plan and look at what departments are doing. It's all good and well if departments and committees are doing things to curb gender-based violence and femicide, but if they do not fall within the ambient of the National Strategic Plan, which is a national policy that we have adopted and Cabinet has approved, then everything the departments are doing needs to speak directly to the National Strategic Plan, because that is how we monitor, that is how we evaluate, and that is how we assess government's work when it comes to gender-based violence and femicide. I absolutely agree. Social development needs to also come to account for shelters, as shelters for abused women definitely fall under our portfolio. In terms of health, I think the health department also needs to come to the portfolio committee and speak on issues such as where Tutuzela Care Centers are at hospitals and where doctors are required to perform DNA tests on survivors of rape. I think, you know, there's 17 departments, Chairperson, as you said, that need to actually come and account. And even if it means we sit for 1 or 2 days and we go through all the information, it's absolutely worth it. And then we can then start doing physical oversight and go to maybe Bala, where there's a huge Tutuzela Care Center there, and do oversight there and actually see if what if these departments are actually implementing and we are getting value for money and there is a difference on the ground. You know, Chairperson, you know me very well. I constantly say it's always good on paper, but if it's not translating on the ground, then it doesn't matter. So I think we first need to speak to the departments, find out what challenges are they having, where do they need assistance, how can they improve on their delivery of the National Strategic Plan, and then we're able to do much better physical oversight, because then we'll be able to have the knowledge and the information when we go out into the streets. So I would say every second month to have a joint meeting would be excellent, Chairperson. That would be excellent, because then we get up-to-date information constantly on what's happening. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, I think, thank you very much, Honorable Sheriff. You know what, this is something that we have passion on, And we are women, we must make sure that we do justice so that we can't be disservicing our own people. Honorable Natasha?
Thank you very much, Chair. No, I wanted to come in, Chair, sorry, on the part of the, also inviting the police, but you have extensively covered me on that one, and I fully agree with you on the departments and on the proposal to invite justice, because we need to get a report, because our ratio in terms of reporting GBV and rape cases in terms of conviction, if you put it over, in terms of conviction, doesn't look very good currently. So we really need to get an update report on a month-to-month basis as to find and track some of these cases and see that some of these cases do get the priority that it deserves in terms of courts and prosecution. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Natasha. So I think, is there any person who is not supporting this, our view, our proposal? None. Okay, thank you very much, Nelisa and Kashifa. When you draft our program again, you must see, find a way on how and where can you fit this these meetings that we are talking about, so that we are able to do justice. Women are being killed and women are being raped. Women are being abducted in the streets. Our young girls, they are no longer are free. You know, I even get scared sometimes when my sister's daughter, who stays with me, she wants to go in town. The other day, her friend ordered a Uber, and then I don't know when that Uber came, that guy was fighting that girl, insulting that girl. The girl says, "Yo, mama, the way I was so scared, and I ended up not using that Uber." And that guy, the way he was insulting her, harassing her, she said, "Yo, I paid for a trip that I did not take because I was scared, mama. When I look at this guy, I got scared." And then this man was making threats on her life and so on. Then I said, no, if maybe this person continues to call you and say funny things, then we'll have to go and open up a case. So even the Ubers now, of late, they're no longer safe. So, honorable members, we must make sure that our children are safe. You know, in restaurants, you can see sometimes when other videos are circulating that there are just people who are doing funny things that are ungodly, it's true. And it's not acceptable. Even ourselves as women also, sometimes you go, you park your car in a mall, and other women, you can see that they will come, a person, beg something, they take the car, they drive away with you or whatever. We don't know, we are not safe as women. We can't say, those things, it's only hijacking or whatever. We are not safe, but we want to be safe as women. So if us as members of parliament and as leaders of the society, we are being entrusted with this responsibility. So we must make sure, honorable members, that we fight for justice and for the freedom of ourselves. Because if we don't fight as women, nobody else is going to fight for us. So we have an opportunity, Tina, that we are here, we are elected as public representatives. We must make sure that we make sure that there are laws that are protecting us as women and are protecting our children. Can I get a mover for the adoption of this minute? You know, it's a pity that when you read this minute, you get tempted with your... There is this thing, we need to deal with this thing. We need to deal with that. We need to deal with that. But I'm sure moving forward, Nelly, we must not keep minutes like this. I think we need to deal with minutes so that our minds are still fresh. We remember everything that we discussed in a meeting. Can I get a move up? Honorable Mamson D. Ubuko and missing in Alulam. Yes, Ubuko and Mamson D.
Chairperson.
Yes, Bella Ubuti, move for the adoption of the minute.
And you call up a chair.
Awuko Gupi. Ugona. Utawuka meeting in. Ukona meeting in.
Then can I meeting in chair?
Yeah, bo. What's wrong? Pull my name into the Northwest. That's when I see Fanny Stelly. See a meeting in the Northwest. Put it in the Northwest. In
the Northwest, yes.
She's pregnant.
Teenagers,
oh,
yes, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember,
Chef. Yeah.
But your dad was an adopted.
We are adopted, Mamma Minis, Mamma. I still report, Fedder, Mamma Minis. Natasha, you must help Mamma.
I'm not
sure.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Ngoba basa nonke futhi ngifuna ukunibiza kanjalo ungasabheki la. Ngoba ngiyabona ukuthi niyabaleka emithingini. Sasa nizobe nithathe anizwami. Sivumenini le. Okay, let's get a move on for this minute of the 4th of September.
Mama Luleke.
Okay, Mama Luleke.
I move for the adoption of this minute.
Thank you very much, Honorable Maluleke. Can I get a second? Babu Ngobo?
Yes, Johnson, I second the adoption of the minutes for the 4th of September. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. The minutes of the 4th of September have been adopted. Yeah, that's why in years I'm a shortcut with the Abuka Shifa and Notaz Nim, they will look at these minutes and identify things that are important that needs to be followed up with the CGE. Okay, the next set of minutes, Neliswa.
No, 6 October.
October.
Yes, sir.
So, what are you October.
Yes, irritated.
Hello, na?
Hmm.
Hello.
Nyabiyo. Sua fone é giro, tendo a filho. Nyabiyo. Tira. Şimdi bu fonu yap.
Ben de sen diyorlar, rekod dinliyorum.
Ne diyeceğim?